InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
It came from our very special culture. This is the precious inheritance that America and Europe have in common. We share it. We share it, but we have to keep it strong. We have to become stronger, more successful, and more prosperous than ever. We have to defend that culture and rediscover the spirit that lifted the West from the depths of the Dark Ages to the pinnacle of human achievement. We live in an incredible, changing period. It's an unbelievable time, but we have to take advantage of the time that we're in. In our hands are technologies that our ancestors could scarcely have. I mean, they couldn't have even dreamt some of the things that we see today. And so rapidly they're produced. I mean, AI, 2 years ago, nobody ever heard of the term, and now everybody's talking about it. And it can have some very good purpose. It could also have some dangerous purpose. And for that, we have to watch out. But some tremendous things are happening because of it. And we're leading by so much. We're doing so well. But opportunities that are bigger and grander than ever before in human history are right before us.
Well, we have lived to see it. Trump literally burned the New World Order, the globalist system, what's left of it, to the ground in front of the planet today. His entire speech is an hour and a half long, and I have a bunch of big guests coming on, but I am seriously tempted to cancel those guests and just play the speech and then stop and start it. It would take probably 3 hours to do it and analyze each piece of what he said, because behind everything he said is major moves. This was not rhetoric. This was 1776 worldwide. My plan. I'm not taking credit, just to take credit. It's true. Oh boy, when I got that plan delivered to Trump, right before he got inaugurated, and pointed out it was already his plan, but a lot of finer points to it, about how we could take control of the whole globalist system and then use that to dismantle the globalist system and then rally the whole planet behind defeating what's left of the globalist and the different facets to it, and a new golden age, a new golden era of renaissance. I called it a golden renaissance. They called it the golden age. And it made perfect sense to reboot America, bring it back better than ever. And they got so pissed. You know, you've heard me talk a lot about 1776 worldwide for really 15 years, started developing the plan. And I put it in my documentaries and books and things. But I codified it into a 20-something page memo to Trump. And then had it looked over by a major law firm and group that interfaced it with some of the advisors in the White House. And I can tell you they really liked the plan. And the reason I raised that is, remember the headlines, oh, the chief of staff's job is keeping Alex Jones away from Trump. And it was because of that plan. And you are literally seeing it right now. Which is the only way out of this. You can't just fight the globalists. You have to dismantle them. And you have to sell something to counter it. And he just eviscerated them today, and so did all of his cabinet, to their faces. And they threw a big fit. You can see the video of the unelected globalist of the EU just shaking their heads, eyes wide open. Gavin Newsom shaking his head. I mean, because their whole system is being dismantled right now. We have the incredible clips and more straight ahead. This is history happening. Stay with us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Share the live feeds now. You're the Paul Revere's.
Flowing methylene blue is now mine.
Mm. No way, you evil scum. Methylene blue is for everyone.
Order Methylene Blue at the AlexJonesStore.com.
We're gonna make it, men!
Now look here. Even to this very day, I still have my trusty old trench knife from the war.
Order now at the AlexJonesStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, let me oversimplify this, but this is exactly what was done. It's in all the mainline PhD level history books written by Carol Quigley and Zbigniew Brzezinski and Henry Kissinger and David Rockefeller. And it's taught at Harvard, and it's well known that at the end of World War II, the United States merged with what was left of the British Empire, and then the whole globalist project was set up to slowly take our power away and transfer it to these multinational corporations. Well, Trump came in the last 9 years and did a big shot at it 4 years ago and kind of slowed them down. Now, the actions he's made have totally overturned their globalist order. Has defanged the World Trade Organization, has defanged the UN, has supercharged populist movements all over the world that were already building in the fourth turning. It's the right time in history. Trump's the right man. None of it's a cakewalk. None of it's perfect. But he basically pulled out of the UN 2 weeks ago. 66 agencies were basically already pulled out of the World Trade Organization. They all admit, oh my God, our world government's not working. You're supposed to follow international law. Well, international law is the corporate ESG system of BlackRock and the UN. So this is just an incredible time to be alive. Trump annihilated them today to their faces in an hour and a half. And it was amazing. And when you understand that in action, everything he said has a whole plan behind it and is actually being executed. It's incredible. The places we have weakness is in our own American institutions like the DOJ and the FBI, who are so political and so leftist that Trump's giving orders and nothing's happening. But everywhere where he has executive power, like DHS and ICE and the military and tariffs and regulations and cutting the funding of the globalists, he is A-plus baby. And they are going to try to kill him. You can bet that. Now, folks saw his plane turn back after it had flown out of D.C. for about 30 minutes over the Atlantic Ocean and came back, and they said it was an electrical problem. People said, oh, no, they tried to kill him and all the rest of it. I've called two people that were on Air Force One, and they said, no, it was a technical problem, and that's why they've got two of them, and the plane's like 40 years old, and they are pieces of crap. And our system is so corrupt that they've been trying to get a new plane for like 14 years, and Boeing cannot deliver them. That's why the Qataris are like, here, have this one. It's basically the same. And it's because the corruption in the bureaucracy. You see that everywhere. So Trump had to come back and on a smaller plane and go over there. But no, that was not what this is. I talked to people that were on the plane. I'll stop right there. Who are at Davos right now. But that's a whole other story that in over a decade, these planes were ordered by Obama, two new Air Force Ones. They've now a triple cost overruns, and they just can't put them together. That is the bureaucracy. That is the breakdown of society. That's a side issue. I mean, Trump's talked about just going back and using his own plane. The problem is, Air Force One has anti-missile systems on it, the flares and all the rest of it. And it does have a lot of high-tech equipment on it. It's just that the plane is extremely old. And they've already tried to retrofit it, and it's not working. But let's move away from that for now. That's why Trump's so pissed off about the planes. Now, everyone should just sit back, in my view, and just have a moment of appreciation to God that humanity has a fighting chance right now, because under the Great Reset, under Agenda 2030, under the Rio de Janeiro treaties, they literally plan to lock us in our houses the majority of the time under social credit scores, control everything we do with the smartphone, forced injections, total brainwashing of our children, bug protein, banning all beef, banning the average person ever going on vacation. I mean, it is a hell world, okay? Total feudalism, high-tech slavery. And Trump is saying this isn't popular, it's stupid, it's dumb, the world doesn't want it, we're not going to do it. And he called on the world to follow the U.S. example of getting out of the globalism, to get out of the New World Order, to get back to real economies for people. He told Larry Fink to his face, how dare you buy up all the single family homes and jack up prices? Homes are for families, not for you. And he signed the order banning them doing that. And he's just every day doing something devastating to them. Oh, sorry, big tech. You're going to pay for the data centers. You're going to pay for the power plants. You're going to pay a premium for the energy. We're giving you plenty of investment, the hotspot for this, but you're not going to cut power consumption, give blackouts and brownouts to the public and make them pay more and you get a discount. You will pay more because you're being subsidized. It's every day. And the globalist, I've been telling you, like, this whole thing in the future about energy for computers versus us. Humans go first. Humans, this is built for us. And I was talking about that a year ago, saying that'll be the upcoming fight, is the energy battles over this AI rush. And the fact we got to put our foot down now and say the left tells us cows are bad because they fart and coal power is evil because it puts out carbon dioxide and water vapor, which is great for the earth. And we're all evil and our breathing's bad. But, oh, AI, it can have 100 times the power we get. I mean, that's what Eric Schmidt says, that by 2040, AI needs 100 times the power now produced on Earth. Because it's the new species. It's the thing. We're just the booting process. We just launch this new entity, this new consciousness. That is the religion of the transhumanist at Apple, at Google, at Microsoft. That is their religion. This is a cult. Elon Musk is not in that cult. And he said that and exposed that. But you can read their own writings. So Trump went in there and just down the line repudiated them to their faces. He then went on to explain, we need Greenland for anti-missile defense. And we've got maps, and he showed maps, and we'll go over the maps, that if our interceptors are fired from CONUS, that's the contiguous U.S., that it makes them much less effective, and it makes them much more expensive because they've got to have a larger boost capacity, and they get there a lot slower. If they're in Greenland, that's part of North America, it is a massive boon for our defense. And then separately, with all the resources, the Arctic seaways, all of it. And China and Russia are moving in big time. So this is what you do when you're America first. This is the reality. He said, listen, we've paid for the whole world. We built you all up after World War II. You'd always speak in Japanese and German right now if we didn't do this. There's 40,000 people in Greenland. All we're going to do is develop it for them. We need you to get out of the way because the EU is now allied with communist China. Carney admits that's the new alliance. It's Canada, New Zealand, Australia, the EU, and the UK behind the scenes with China. And Trump's like, Panama Canal, thank you. Venezuela, you know, at least control of it, thank you. Cuba is a big missile base for the Chinese now. So this is the end of the UN and the globalists being in charge and their UN treaties and their virus releases and all that. Trump knows it all now. He finally gets how bad they are. He finally gets 1776 2.0 global soft power. Ideologically, people are going to line up behind us. They already have on the trade deals. Trump is succeeding on every front. And the Europeans flipped out so bad today that before his speech was even done, the last 10 minutes, he did an hour and a half, they pulled out of the trade deal they did with Trump that was way more fair that Trump had negotiated. And that's okay. He'll put pressure back on them. We have all the cards. They'll come back crawling. But he needs to just cut all Ukraine funding. He needs to start cutting their intelligence. That is our U.S. direction and control of all these smart weapons. We still held all the cards, but we were being positioned to have none of the cards. And Trump, at the last minute, we did. The American people got him in at the last minute. We understood the globalism. We understood the totalitarianism. We understood we couldn't just lay down to this. First, we had to expose the private, unelected global government and its big think tanks and its public-private partnerships and the actual controlling corporate arm of the UN, the WEF, which 4 years ago officially merged with the UN. We had to expose their think tanks like Club of Rome and others. We did. We had to educate the public about this international corporate government and how it's anti-human and evil. We did. You did. And we had to get our populist movement into position and get people into position that would fight it. And then Trump learned that indeed his first 4 years, it really was the globalists. It really was the New World Order. Trump understood some of it, but it was still a talking point from Stephen Miller and Steve Bannon, who did know. But then Trump realized with the administration, oh, this is all 100% real. These people really are out to destroy Europe and are anti-white and all this other stuff, and they really want to do this. Well, that's terrible. And so now he's been baptized in fire. And now, you see, by the very nature of Europe with China rising up against what's left of the West, it forces the confrontation, which I've always explained thousands of times. I'm betting on you. I believe when they try to sell this tyranny, when they go into their final phases of the takeover, when they tell you you're going to eat the bug, you'll own nothing and be happy, and we're going to lock you in your house and social credit scores and cut your son's penis off, that people would finally stand up. And there'd be enough of a populist movement here and around the world to get beachheads. And then when the enemy counterstruck with censorship, control, economic warfare, people would get even more pissed and go, yep, that's the fight. We've done it. We've spotlighted them. We've exposed them. We've analyzed them. Now we've forced them into open confrontation. You're done, bitch. You're done now. I'm so satisfied right now. I'm not prideful in the work we've done together. It's not like I'm feeling powerful. No, I'm feeling, thank you, God. Like I fell off a boat 10 miles from land in the middle of the night, but I see the lights and I'm swimming and I'm so tired I forget how long I've been swimming. And then I hit the beach and I just roll over there in the beach and just look at the stars. I mean, that's what this feels like. This is like getting to land. Just, it doesn't mean the fight's over, but this leg of it, we are kicking ass and taking names. And thank you, Jesus. All glory goes to God. And so our enemies want to sow dissension. They want us infighting. They want us to be pessimistic about everything and just be doom and gloom. No, we look at the bad stuff happening in our liberty movement and populist movements, and we spotlight that and get things corrected. But in general, we ought to be literally on our knees an hour a day, just on our face, thanking God. I know this morning I didn't have time. I was getting ready when all this came in. And I was already up here at the office, and I went and closed my office door, and I got literally on my face for about 20 minutes. Because that just, you do that, and you just, you know, get your brain focused on God and just saying thank you. And I'd still be there on my face right now, thanking God. I mean, this is unbelievable. And yeah, they're coming after all of us, and yeah, they're dangerous, and yeah, we want to crush them quicker. Believe me, nobody wants to take them down as much as I do. But this is a whole new ball game now, and I called it because it's just I studied so much history. No one's going to want this evil plan. Even a lot of the top globalists will realize they're never going to get away with it. And then as they get weaker and exposed, the elements that are left will be the most radical ones, so they're going to counterstrike and try to bully people. And see, they always miscalculated thinking that they bullied the West into submission when really they had just, we'd been asleep. I mean, there was some bullying. That was part of it, but maybe 20%. No, people were lazy and asleep or didn't really see it as their job or it just sounded too outlandish. Now people on average are awake and now you're trying to bully them and people are like, I'll just roll my sleeves up then and come after you politically, culturally, economically. And if you want to keep going physically. So just keep trying to push us around, see how it works out for you. Because I've said it 1,000 times at least or more. We spotlight them, we expose them. When they start doing all this bad stuff in their final phases, people will know it's them. They'll remember we told them exactly how they were going to do it. And their arrogance admitting it. And then when they try to come in with censorship, control, cutting off the resources to get us in line, that's just going to piss people off even more. And then you come after Trump, you come after his family, you come after his administration, you come after his supporters with all these governments. And then to his face, oh, we love you, Mr. Trump. Vander Leyden and all of them, and then and Starmer. But behind the scenes, they're just viciously attacking. And Trump's like, I'm done. So he marched in there today, and so did all his surrogates, and tore them new patooties. I mean, and it was the rubbing it in, too. Like, we're doing this, we're doing that. I'm trying to unify the world behind stopping your corporate central tyranny. We're going to build a world for people. We're going to get rid of your loan sharking. We're going to get rid of your scams. We're going to open it up to build family homes. We're going to lower energy prices. We are going to stop your monopolies. And then, meanwhile, the globalists are like, yeah, everybody hates us. Everybody's out to get us. Yeah, we want public trust. We're sorry. Yeah, we were too totalitarian. Oh. So I played so many clips yesterday of them admitting, oh, God, everybody hates us. Today it was even more intense. Yeah, these people are scumbags. So let's start getting to the clips or I'll never get to them. I mean, I got like 40 of them. And just on every subject, it's just powerful. And I was watching the video again, and we've got clips of Newsom while Trump's talking. He's just like he's having an exorcism or something. He's like, and the other ones are like, because, I mean, they know. And the fact that they hate him so much. Holy Spirit already tells me to support Trump. I can intellectually look at it and say he's light years better than them, of course. But just watching these scumbags flip out while he talks and how demonically angry they are tells me I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. We are the underdogs. We're taking on the globalists. And Trump is literally trying to rally the world around this, and it's going to happen. This is spectacular. All right, let's show him arriving this morning, and then let's show he gets a standing ovation. Then he goes up and speaks to him, and he starts dropping truth bombs on him. Let's go to these clips. And this is Trump arriving. The main airport outside Davos, then he gets on a Black Hawk and flies off to it. It's up on top of a mountain where the Bond villains like to meet.
Here we go.
Newsom said, he goes, I want to warn the Europeans. You better get ready. He's going to come after you. Don't treat him nice. And that was the last time Newsom was completely freaked out. Because Newsom knows all his fraud in California is coming out.
And these discussions would be incomplete without the President of the United States, the most important leader in the world. We appreciate him here. So let me introduce and welcome back to Davos the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
Well, thank you very much, Larry. It's great to be back in beautiful Davos, Switzerland, and to address so many respected business leaders, so many friends, few enemies, and all of the distinguished guests. It's a who's who, I will say that. It came from our very special culture. This is the precious inheritance that America and Europe have in common. We share it. We share it, but we have to keep it strong. We have to become stronger, more successful, and more prosperous than ever. We have to defend that culture and rediscover the spirit that lifted the West from the depths of the Dark Ages to the pinnacle of human achievement. We live in an incredible, changing period. It's an unbelievable time, but we have to take advantage of the time that we're in. In our hands are technologies that our ancestors could scarcely have. I mean, they couldn't have even dreamt some of the things that we see today. And so rapidly they're produced. I mean, AI, 2 years ago, nobody ever heard of the term, and now everybody's talking about it. And it can have some very good purpose. It could also have some dangerous purpose. And
all right, let's stop right here. We're going to break here in a moment. Now, the real meat and potatoes is when we come back. And now they're bringing me more powerful clips. The Treasury Secretary got up and said, Governor Newsom has destroyed California. He is Patrick Bateman 2.0. He's an absolute scumbag. I mean, this is gold. Take the gloves off. Identify the globalists as the scourge, as the criminals, as the mafia, looting civilization with a plan to collapse it, transferring all the wealth to themselves in high-tech city-states. See, in the final phase of global government, everybody else has collapsed. You've got regional city states that are high tech above the law. You're like, wait, that's Hunger Games. Yeah, that's art imitating life. There are documents from the UN, Club of Rome in the 60s, describing literal Hunger Games society with gladiatorial games, everything. But the general public doesn't even have electricity. That's what they want. That's what they're setting up. We'll be right back. That's a documentary. I want to thank the viewers and listeners for your endless and tireless support over the years. We try to make it easy to be supporters with fabulous products that really enrich and empower your life. A wide selection of Patriot apparel, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. All sorts of really cool knives, collectibles, and the most important, the best supplements you're going to find anywhere. Whatever the highest rated is, whatever has the best studies, whatever has the 5-star reviews. I mean, if you don't get our ultramethylene blue, if you don't get our bovine colostrum, that's the very best. If you don't get our Shilajit or our sea moss, you're crazy. If you don't get our turmeric, that's the strongest out there. Anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, so good for you. You're crazy. Big sales going on the site, 40% off on things like the World War II modern version trench knife, limited edition InfoWars black on white trucker hat, free with every order. And they had this thing going since Thursday. I didn't notice it until Sunday, so I had them extended one day today. But that's it. Every order gets one of these, limited edition, in there. So get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com. But with the deals we got, we need to sell a lot of stuff to fund this operation. So do yourself a favor, Mr. Sit on the Fency. I'm not mad at you. I'm telling you, Get the methylene blue. We have the best. It is so good for you. It is so game-changing. So good for your mind. So good for all your cells. So good for telomeres. Just get a bottle of ultramethylene blue. Support the broadcast. Finally, because we got even more documents in and more depositions and things, we are about to file our huge, massive civil rights suit with conspiracy against rights, all the proof, the DOJ, the CIA, the Democratic Party, you know, the law firms. I mean, this is And by the way, under the rules, we had to show them the suit a few weeks ago. And they went completely ape and threatened us and everything else with, you know, all this stuff they're going to do. Great. Because we got all the evidence up one side and down the other. But I'm taking on the big boys. So know this. The majority of the funding you send us buying products goes to the fight against the tyrants. And we are fully committed to that. They want this show off the air because I know what I'm talking about. That's why I get mad at the shows that are, you know, innuendo and conspiracy theories. I've never been a conspiracy theorist, folks. That's what the media calls me. That's a CIA term. I am an analyst. I'm a futurist. And I know what I'm talking about. And my guests know what they're talking about. You know my rule. Who do I have on all the time? People that are consistently right. I associate with people that got their acts together. And I can tell you, we know what we're doing. This broadcast belongs to you. You built this. It's fighting for your future, my future, all of us collectively. But we can't do it without you. Make the commitment in this ocean of media and information. The bad guys particularly hate this show because we know what we're doing. We're steering people right. But we can't take these people on without you. I need your support. Word of mouth, prayer, and financial support. And I make it damn easy. This is a win-win. All you got to do is go to thealexshowstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
The United States of America is retaking its sovereignty from the globalists. And in our hemisphere, all the infrastructure and things we financed, Trump is simply taking. Because if we don't, the communist Chinese will. That is the reality of where we are. The globalists want you poor. They want you austere. They want you eating bugs. And if you even think about the short term, it is night and day what Trump is doing. You bet I'm excited about this. And exposing their corrupt, evil global government to their face. I'm going to get to those incredible historic clips. Gavin Newsom being hit with multiple flamethrowers politically. And they don't know what to do because no one's ever really attacked back. No one's ever really said, you're a crook. You're a total fraud. You're a gang. You're part of an international crime syndicate. And so Trump gets up there and shakes their hands and then gets up on the stage and just destroys them. I want to recognize the viewers and listeners, the men and women in the arena that have supported this broadcast, that have amplified this broadcast. Without you, we wouldn't have been here. And it is a fact recognized by the bad guys and the good guys that in the 32 years of myself on air, 28 years of InfoWars, none of this would have happened at this scale, anywhere near it, if it wasn't for this broadcast and the films, the books, the reports, what we've all done, our guest, this operation, and all of the temporal credit goes to you, the supporters, because we've got a will to fight. We care about freedom. We hate tyranny. But myself, my crew, my journalists, my reporters, we couldn't have done it without you. So temporally, that means of man, of this world, you are incredible, and I salute you from the bottom of my heart. Now, God works through all of us, so at the end of the day, all glory goes to God. And so I'm extremely humble and extremely thankful. And I told you decades ago that this permutation of the New World Order is going to be defeated. And that gives us a societal respite, whether it's decades, whether it's 100 years, I'm not sure. Just God gave me the basic imprint of the idea. I've been telling this for 28 years. To get us ready for the real satanic assault that's coming. And we've got all the problems with AI and all the evil that's already in culture. You know, it's not that evil's defeated, but this major open move towards the mark of the beast, towards the total control grid now is being exposed, is being hamstrung. And the education of the public about what's happening and the awakening to the tyranny is just explosive. And so it puts us on a good footing into the future. Because remember, this is all a test and God's watching. So I'm going to get to these incredible clips here in just a moment. But first, remember, I am in a constant war with the Democrat Party, the globalists, their operations coming after us, trying to shut us down, all the things they're doing. And we are countersuing them, all sorts of actions. That's how we're still here. But regardless, I need your support. We make it really easy to support with incredible products at our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. Because even if InfoWars gets shut down, they own and finance the Alex Jones Network and those studios, the bigger studios that are being built. And they've launched so many great new products, I haven't even had time to get into them all. They are really kicking butt over there. Amazing supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, some of the best designs. It's all there. And again, this is their idea. It's a great idea. Got a nostalgia shirt in case they do shut down InfoWars. It's a fundraiser shirt normally, but this is free. Starting today, and just for a few days, every order placed at thealexjonesstore.com will receive a free t-shirt. And it's just a classic InfoWars since 1997. And that's what it's all about. And you get that free with any order. Some of the orders will obviously be a loss leader. You buy a $30 supplement and t-shirts cost like $15 to produce, so you can see what's happening there. Here's what makes this deal so incredible. There's no minimum spend limit. Literally every order placed will receive a free t-shirt. I'm not even sure, again, how they're going to make money on this, but it's their promotion. The deal ends Sunday, January 25th at midnight. The coordinates of this deal are Alex Jones Store, thealexjonesstore.com. Take action now. But listen, the real reason to do it is if you haven't gotten our methylene blue, we have the best. If you haven't gotten our Shilajit, we got the best. If you haven't gotten our bovine colostrum, we've got the best. If you haven't gotten our Shilajit, these are all products I spent an hour on each one. You've seen the rave reviews. You've heard what happens with the guests when they take this stuff. If you want instant gratification of any, if you try one product, try ultramethylene blue. Because 99% of people feel within 30 minutes. Energy with no letdown. Because it doesn't operate that way. But it's the long-term effects that are really powerful. But talk to your physician first, because it's not a game. You can have bad drug interactions with like SSRIs and things. So talk to your physician first. This is real, okay? People ask me all the time. Oh, hey, your info is great, but are those supplements you sell, do those really work? Because there's this corporate media thing that supplements are a scam. Is that why you go to Whole Foods or anywhere and like a third of the building is supplements? No, God gave us all these herbs and compounds and things that do incredible things. I mean, turmeric, raw turmeric is known to be anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory. Has a similar effect as, a couple of turmeric pills as Advil. Well, that's 4% turmeric. Ours is 95%. It's concentrated. The curcuminoid. When we went out and got 95% curcuminoid from the lab, no one had ever done it 6 years ago with bodies. Now it's the industry standard. Everybody's switching over to 95. When I started promoting atomic iodine. It's not radioactive. It means pure iodine on the periodic table. Nobody was doing it. Now, a bunch of folks are trying it. So these are amazing products. They're either private labels of the top certified brands with the five stars and absolutely tested and loved. Or you have a private label, if a company won't let us private label something that's already a bestseller. We don't reinvent the wheel around here. We just go and have one of our big developer companies get the same ingredients and make it even better. And the folks at Bigly, they didn't go out and get a regular supplement supplier of Methylene Blue. I told them get the best. They went and got a medical lab in Florida that sells it internationally and nationally for cardiovascular tests, because it's better than, you know, radioactive iodine they can put in your veins to do a scan and, you know, see if what's leaking or what's happening before you have heart surgery or brain surgery. Well, more and more they use Methylene Blue because it's not toxic. In fact, it's good for you, and it works as good as the radioactive iodine. And they're like, well, you know, we've never really sold this as a supplement, but yeah, we know you've got a big show. Yeah, sure. You know, you can private label it. Ours is medical grade. I mean, that's why it's so much stronger than everybody else's. It's not just the, quote, standard pharmaceutical grade. It is the best. You need to get it. You need to experience it. It is incredible, and it funds its operation. It literally powers 1776 worldwide. In Gladiator, he says, are you not entertained, when he chops up four guys in about 30 seconds? I'm saying, are you not empowered? Have you not been steered right? Have I not consistently had about a 98% accuracy rate? That's all I want to do. Well, my products are just like our information. You're seeing 1776 worldwide right now. And we're the epicenter, and I've got more fights and more analysis and more things to get done. But I can only stay on air with your help, and I need your help now. Take action, theoxygenstore.com. And until Sunday, get your free T-shirt. All right, with any order. Let me just stop, because I've got like 40 clips. I need to start going here. Which clip were we up to here? Yeah, your mic's not on. Go ahead. Yeah, let's go to 19. Trump, WEF Europe will destroy itself, which is totally true. Migration is destroying many parts of the world. And it just goes on from there. I mean, there's so many of these clips. Here it is.
The United States cares greatly about the people of Europe. We really do. I mean, look, I am derived from Europe. Scotland and Germany, 100% Scotland, my mother, 100% German, my father. And we believe deeply in the bonds we share with Europe as a civilization. I want to see it do great. That's why issues like energy, trade, immigration, and economic growth must be central concerns to anyone who wants to see a strong and united West. Because Europe and those countries have to do their thing. They have to get out of the culture that they've created over the last 10 years. It's horrible what they're doing to themselves. They're destroying themselves. It's beautiful, beautiful places. We want strong allies, not seriously weakened ones. We want Europe to be strong. Boy, and I love Europe, and I want to see Europe go good, but it's not heading in the right direction. In recent decades, it became conventional wisdom in Washington and European capitals that the only way to grow a modern Western economy was through ever-increasing government spending, unchecked mass migration, and endless foreign imports. The consensus was that so-called dirty jobs and heavy industry should be sent elsewhere, that affordable energy should be replaced by the Green New Scam, and that countries could be propped up by importing new and entirely different populations from faraway lands. This was the path that Sleepy Joe Biden administration and many other Western governments very foolishly followed, turning their backs on everything that makes nations rich and powerful and strong. And there's so much potential in so many nations. The result was record budget and trade deficits and a growing sovereign deficit driven by the largest wave of mass migration in human history. We've never seen anything like it. Quite frankly, many parts of our world are being destroyed before our very eyes, and the leaders don't even understand what's happening. And the ones that do.
Now, here is, and he says the ones that do are working for it and trying to destroy it. In fact, I'm just tempted to play the whole speech. I may just cancel the guests and do that. It's too powerful. Here he is looking at Larry Fink, BlackRock, Vanguard, State Street. It's all one conglomerate. 88% control of the money and assets in the world. Buying up the family homes and just sitting on them to drive up prices to make it unaffordable as part of their behavioral control, their Great Reset. Here's Trump, who just signed an order banning these institutions buying single-family homes, literally throwing the gauntlet down in their face, saying, homes are for families. We don't want a nation of renters. We want owners. Here it is.
Home ownership has always been a symbol of health and vigor of American society, but that goal fell out of reach for millions and millions of people in the Biden era because interest rates went up so high. Today, I'm taking action to bring back this bedrock of the American dream. In recent years, Wall Street giants and institutional investment firms, many of you are here, many of you are good friends of mine, many of you are supporters. Sorry to do this to you. I'm so sorry. But you've driven up housing prices by purchasing hundreds of thousands of single-family homes, and it's been a great investment for them, often as much as 10% of houses on the market. You know, the crazy thing is a person can't get depreciation on a house, but when a corporation buys it, they get depreciation. Okay, that's something we're going to have to think about, too. I don't know if too many people think about that. You buy a corporation, they buy 500 houses. They buy hundreds of thousands. They buy 500 houses. They can take depreciation. A person sweats and works and buys one house, they can't. But homes are built for people, not for corporations. And America will not become a nation of renters. We're not going to do that. That's why I have signed an executive order banning large institutional investors from buying single-family homes. It's just not fair to the public. They're not able to buy a house. And I'm calling on Congress to pass that ban into permanent law, and I think they will.
And what Trump does is genius. He sets up a climate for the corporations to make record profits, but it helps everybody and empowers the little guy. Let's put up Drudge again. Oh, Trump approval 35. There's a lot of skewing now. He did drop some in reality because people want instant gratification, but these latest polls we're analyzing them look like they're a little bit cooked. But it doesn't matter. He knows he's doing the right thing on a kamikaze mission against the globalists. Now, here's Trump explaining why he wants Greenland. He went on a long time about it. Without us right now, you'd be speaking German and a little Japanese, perhaps. And that ties into, we want peace, a piece of ice for world protection. We've never asked for anything. Well, here's what he had to say. Here it is.
And then after the war, which we won it big. Without us, right now, you'd all be speaking German and a little Japanese, perhaps. After the war, we gave Greenland back to Denmark. How stupid were we to do that? But we did it. But we gave it back. But how ungrateful are they now? So now our country and the world face much greater risks than it did ever before because of missiles, because of nuclear, because of weapons of warfare that I can't even talk about. 2 weeks ago, they saw weapons that nobody ever heard of. They weren't able to fire one shot at us. They said, what happened? Everything was discombobulated. They said, we've got them in our sights. Press the trigger and nothing happened. So we want a piece of ice for world protection, and they won't give it. We've never asked for anything else, and we could have kept that piece of land, and we didn't. So they have a choice. You can say yes, and we will be very appreciative, or you can say no, and we will remember.
Yeah, Trump is doing so much to break up the meatpacking monopolies. That's where all the cost, basically, in meat is. The producers are getting almost nothing. He's breaking up the energy monopolies. He's breaking up the medical monopolies. He's got Kennedy just basically banning all the poison shots, everything else. I mean, it's wild, folks. And I guess he's speaking again live right now. Back it up then to the start. Good God. But I want to show you something from Jack Posada, which is dead on. This is what Trump, because he flew over there with Trump. He knew this was coming in the speech, put it up before he spoke. It's all Golden Dome, folks. You want to have the missiles right here. You already got them in Alaska and got them in Hawaii, but you got to have them spread out at different spots. You can't defend CONUS from the main Chinese or Russian attacks because you're going to fire over the pole. It's just three times further to go around the equator. So it's a fast hop with an ICBM or other system up and over, or submarine launch, you name it. You need to have these things spread out. And so that's what this is all strategic. Monroe Doctrine, as President Trump said, he said, we've been doing this for 200 years. I'm telling you, Thomas Jefferson would have done the same thing. So that is the reality. Let's go to Trump right now and see what he's saying right now.
But we have an audience. I recognize so many. I know so many. We have the king of soccer, the king of sports over here, Johnny. When you have Johnny, and I heard you, I just got a report on the sales of tickets. There's never been anything like it, so that's good. You're going to break every record. So thank you for choosing us. We appreciate that. He's another spectacular person. And so many people in the audience. And, you know, I have this beautiful speech, page after page. And I just said, I just made a speech, and they were all here. They heard it one way or the other. And I said, the last thing we want to do is waste our time and hear it again. But I do want to say the people in this room are amazing. Most of you were in the other room also. And the United States is doing really well, doing like nobody thought was actually possible. Certainly not this soon. It's 1 year. It's exactly
a year.
Yeah,
he does all this cheerleading. They've been trying to crash the stock market.
25%, that's a long time. But it went very, very fast. We've had tremendous luck. I think it's been reported by even people that aren't lovers of Donald Trump that it's been maybe the best first year for any president. I think in terms of what we've accomplished.
And that's why he's frustrated, because the public wants instant gratification, doesn't get it.
Including ending eight wars. I have one to go.
How about energy prices down 45%?
It's turning out to be one of the tougher ones, but you heard me say before, 25%.
And all of you that mentioned me, like, oh, God, all you do is kiss Trump's ass. You understand we'd have Kamala Harris and be totally screwed right now. I mean, you understand. You better believe I want him to succeed. You better, too. You got any self-preservation instincts in your ass.
It was out of control. But I think we're going to get it resolved. And I'm doing it to save 30,000 people a month, if you can imagine. Your kid, I mean, take your son leaves home, waves you. Proud of him. He was so beautiful. And then 2 weeks later, he had his head blown off fighting Ukraine or fighting Russia. It's both of them. The total are averaging 30,000, actually 30,000 young people, generally soldiers, a little bit in towns, but for the most part, it's soldiers. Every single month they're dying. So I think we're going to do well there. But we have Scott Bessent, who everyone knows, and Howard Lutnick, and these guys are doing a fantastic job with what we're doing. They were both recommended by many of the people in this room. I said, what do you think of Scott? Oh, he's fantastic. What do you think of Howard? Very different type. I would say these are two exact opposites. And I like that. I like that. They are the exact opposite. You know, I never thought
of
that.
All right, folks, coming up, we got Ezra Levant with huge new exclusive confrontations on the ground in Davos. We got a first look yesterday at some of those. And he's got new ones as well to get a first look at. We're working on Posobiec. He's either going to be on today or tomorrow. He's on the ground with the president. And Roger Stone popping in later. And a lot more here today. Got a special guest host in the fourth hour. But I haven't gotten to the really juicy clips yet of Trump tearing into the globalists. We're going to get to those. And then, I mean, when I saw the headline this morning before I clicked on the video, I said, this can't be real. Because I'm proud of myself. In things like this, it's fun. I love coining things that enter into the culture and the vernacular. And I am the person that first called Governor Newsom Patrick Bateman. He was running for governor. He'd been the mayor of San Francisco. I'd covered him some then and all the scams he ran there. But I remember when he's running, I said, who's he remind me of? One time live on air, I go, who's the American psycho? And the producer goes, Patrick Bateman. And I went, it's Patrick Bateman 2.0. And now everybody calls him Patrick Bateman 2.0. So I get satisfied about victories against the globalist. But I do get a pride thing, which I know you're not supposed to, but I'm actually proud that he is known as, because you know, new scum, that's not good enough. You know what I mean? No, he looks like more psychotic than Christian Bale in that movie. I mean, he just rips it. I mean, my skin crawls. Oh, God, Ilhan Omar, my skin crawls. Hillary Clinton, my skin crawls. You know, Obama can hide the demonic energy. He's got that fake, hey, you know. But no, not Hillary. Not Omar, not Newsom. Man, I mean, my cells just literally go, enemy, 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 enemy. And man, that Joker face, and then all his, and then everything he does, he's so damn evil. God, he's bad. And he wants to be president so bad. And I watched him. We got video when Trump was speaking. He does that happy wiggle when he's talking about land he's going to steal or something bad he's going to do. He was not doing the happy dance. He was doing the crap the bed dance. And last night in Davos, he's like, you better watch out when he gets here. Europeans better watch out. He's dangerous. You better. He looks so scared. Because he knows, man, he's committed so much crime. Oh, him and his buddies burned down the Palisades 100%. And he is a damn monster. I mean, that's the devil, folks. I mean, you know, I don't know how, if you don't, people ask, how do you know if you have the Holy Spirit? If you got any Holy Spirit, when you look at Governor Newsom, if you don't have your skin crawl, there's something wrong with you. And, you know, it makes it funny to show Patrick Bateman photos. The real photos of him are way scarier now. Yeah, let's just look at some real photos of him. I mean, see, that's a real photo of him right there. That's what he looks like. I mean, that's a devil right there. 100%. And, all right, hour number two coming up. I got clips of that. I got Trump roasting Bissett doing it. And you can't get enough of this because we need to notice Newsom has been like, let's be friends. Let's be nice. You know, lower your defenses. Knock, knock, knock. Let the vampire in. No, we ain't letting you in. You're bad and we know it. We'll be right back with hour number two. Remember, you're the Paul Revere. Share those live feeds now. Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us, we might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.